I'm going to start with a poem by Naomi Shihab Nye called The Art of Disappearing, which I really love. Here's the poem. When they say, "Don't I know you?" say no. When they invite you to the party, remember what parties are like before answering. Someone telling you in a loud voice that they once wrote a poem. Greasy sausage balls on a paper plate, then reply. If they say, "We should get together," say, "Why?" It's not that you don't love them anymore. You're trying to remember something too important to forget. Trees, the monastery bell at twilight. Tell them you have a new project. It will never be finished. When someone recognizes you in a grocery store, nod briefly and become a cabbage. When someone you haven't seen in 10 years appears at the door, don't start singing him all your new songs. You will never catch up. Walk around feeling like a leaf. Know you could tumble any second. Then decide what to do with your time. So poets have got a very nice angle on life, haven't they? And she's obviously in touch with something herself there. So maybe being a poet, she's got an ambition or she's got ideas about what she wants to do with her life. So she's inviting us, or she says, like, look at parties and remember what parties are like. Look at your experience honestly and see it for what it is. Don't maintain unrealistic expectations from activities that never deliver. Lama Yeshe says in a book called Introduction to Tantra, he says, renunciation is not the same as giving up pleasure or denying ourselves happiness. It means giving up on unreal expectations about ordinary pleasures. We don't expect them to give us ultimate lasting satisfaction. It's quite interesting, isn't it, how renunciation is about giving up unreal expectations. I mean, how free would your life be if you just gave up that? I can, yeah. Renunciation is not the same as giving up pleasure or denying ourselves happiness. It means giving up on unreal expectations about ordinary pleasures. We don't expect them to give us ultimate lasting satisfaction. But I think if you just remember that thing about just give up on unreal expectations about what I'm engaged with, just see what that looks like in your life. And then the poet's telling us, it's not that you don't love them anymore, you're simply trying to remember something too important to forget. So renunciation is circling and based on a sense of continuity, mindfulness of continuity of purpose. You know what you're trying to do with your life, you know what you're trying to achieve, therefore you're making active choices and you're making them well. Andrew Cohen says, renunciation is where you are allowing yourself to be obedient to the call of the heart. I got all these quotes when Vajradevi was doing fundraising for Akashavana. She collected loads and loads of quotes and things all around renunciation and also about money and all sorts of things. So I've got quite a lot of them. They're fantastic, aren't they? Renunciation is where you are allowing yourself to be obedient to the call of the heart. So what are you really wanting to say yes to in your life? Because to really say yes to that thing, you're probably going to have to say no somewhere else. And often we keep it very vague. What we're saying yes to, we keep very, very vague. And then the procedure, or the process, or the way, the plan of action, we keep vague as well. And then walk around feeling like a leaf. Know you could tumble any second. Then decide what to do with your time. So she's brought in here that reflection on impermanence. When you realise you don't have a lot of time, you make up your mind more readily and it's clearer to you what your priorities are. So following on from that point about continuity of purpose, Sangharaksha says in his little booklet on 15 points for new and old order members, he says the fifth point, think more in terms of renunciation. And in there he says, We could say that really there is no spiritual development without renunciation. So we cannot think exclusively in terms of spiritual development, taking that language literally. We also really do have to think in terms of renunciation. There is no spiritual development without renunciation, without giving up something. We cannot always wait for things to just drop away. Sometimes we have to actually give them up, even though it might be rather painful at first. And similarly, there is no renunciation without spiritual development. I'm not speaking here about renunciation through feelings of irrational guilt, which you should not be having anyway. So we should not think of development and renunciation as antithetical, much less still contradictory. If we renounce unskillful things or practices, words, activities, we really will develop spiritually. It really will help us. So think more in terms of renunciation. You'll notice I'm not saying think only in terms of renunciation, but think more in terms of renunciation. So question for you. Is it true that there is no spiritual development without renunciation, and no renunciation without spiritual development? Okay, so I'll have a quick look at the verses. In Tsongkhapa's verses. I'll just read them straight through. We've got two translations. So one by Banti. Sorry, Tina, I've got your copy. I'll give it back to you in a sec. Without a pure withdrawal, there is no means to still the longing for a happy outcome of the sea of existence. And by craving for existence too, those who have bodies are fettered all about. Therefore, seek first withdrawal. The fancies of this life are banished by keeping in mind that we have no time to spare of opportunities and advantages hard to find. The fancies of the hereafter are banished by repeatedly thinking of acts and their fruits infallible, the miseries of the round. When, by so practicing, there is born not even for a moment, desire for the round's well-being, and a sense of longing for deliverance all day and night arises, then it is that withdrawal is born. And the other translation, Geshe Wangyal. How do you say his name? Does anybody know? Geshe Wangyal. Geshe Wangyal. Let's see, where does it start? Those with bodies are bound by the craving for existence. Without pure renunciation, there is no way to still attraction to the pleasures of samsara. Thus, from the outset, seek renunciation. Leisure and opportunity are difficult to find. There is no time to waste. Reverse attraction to this life. Reverse attraction to future lives. Think repeatedly of the infallible effects of karma and the miseries of this world. Contemplating this, when you do not for an instant wish the pleasures of samsara, and day and night remain intent on liberation, you have then produced renunciation.